Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 59. This chapter has 18 psukim in it. This chapter corresponds to what happened to David in Shmuel Aleph parak 19. Check out the Tanakh Daily archives for further information. The background over here is as follows. This was one of the earlier attacks on David's life from Shaul. Shaul had tried to kill David by throwing a spear at him. Michal, David's wife, who was also Shaul's daughter, helped David escape. While David's house was surrounded by Shaul's guards in the middle of the night, she created a mannequin that looked like David, placed the mannequin in the bed, then helped David escape by lowering a rope out the window. The next day, when Shaul realized what had happened, he questioned Michal about her motives. Michal related David had put her up to it. David composed this chapter the night the house was surrounded. Now for the parak summary. The chapter relates David's disdain for those who chase him. David opens up asking God to rescue him from men who want him dead. David proclaims his innocence, how he's falsely being accused, and how he didn't even do anything wrong. In verse 7, David compares Shaul's men to growling dogs who are out to get him. In verse 10, David switches gears. First, he starts praising God's might. Then David moves into praying for the downfall of those who want him dead. David doesn't ask God to kill them. Rather, David prays to God to use his power to turn them into impoverished and poor people. This way, people will learn a lesson. God ultimately decides who will rise and who will fall, so when onlookers will see distinguished people falling, they'll know the truth. The parak ends with David contrasting himself to the dogs who want him dead. David proclaims he'll sing to God no matter what, and ultimately, he's been a recipient of God's loving kindness. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 18, it says, Uzi Elecha Zameru, Kelehim Miskabi Elohei Chasti. O my strength to you, I sing hymns, for God is my haven, my faithful God. Notice how the pasuk uses the word Uzi, strength. Rabbi Nachman explains there's two different types of O's, strength, a person can have. One type is Azaz de Kedusha, holy, stubborn, and brazenness. The other type is Azaz de Sitra Acha, impure, evil strength. The main Azaz one needs to obtain is patience. To be patient, things will work themselves out over time, that you'll persevere and ultimately outlast any challenge or obstacle you encounter. Whether it's being patient with your work, relationships, yourself, your children, and Avodas Hashem, to have emunah that life has a way to work itself out. Sure, there are obstacles and barriers we need to cross and figure out, but we need to have patience, which emanates from a deep trust in the goodness of life and God. All too often, we become impatient with the process of life, which causes us to back down, give up, and throw in the towel. This leads to a feeling of discouragement and discontent feelings for life. Feeling as if everything needs to happen right away, we often fail to see the bigger picture. As the expression goes, patience is a virtue. This is the Azaz de Kedusha, holy strength one needs to outlast and survive the ups and downs of life, not to despair with a sense of urgency because things aren't happening the way you thought it would. Here, David was saying, Uzi Elecha, I have strength for you, meaning I'll hang in there with true patience and deep belief in God's goodness. The world is a good place. Therefore, I know I'll outlast those who want to detract from it. Let us merit to have Azaz de Kedusha, holy strength to go forward in life and not feel discouraged, to believe in the goodness of God, the process of life, and the goodness of life itself. This way, we'll truly merit not to be discouraged from life's setbacks. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.